Anyways, so Parshat Ha'azinu. Parshat Ha'azinu is a very important parsha. There are, in fact, many people who insist on committing it to memory for that reason. If you were paying attention in last week's parsha, instead of God giving, letting Moshe take a victory lap at the end of his life, what does he do, Josh? He tells him, "Don't worry, I assure you that as soon as you die, this will all fall to pieces and everyone will worship idols. So all your, your hard work." Well, which of course leads you to wonder, and I've mentioned this in the past, why would God do that? So the only logical reason for God to do that is, Josh, why would God do that to poor Moshe? Is if it's not inevitable. Well, so it could be. You could just say, "Well, I want you to know that everything you did is going to, be terrible." But, a more likely one would be that it's not actually inevitable, and there's something Moshe can do. Or they are going to sin, but there's still a way that Moshe can make sure that that when they do sin, they can recover from it by having the proper theological perspective on it. And whether it's to try to prevent it or at least provide perspective on it so that it doesn't become, a eternal failure. So Moshe leaves a final message, and that message is what we call Parshat Ha'azinu, which is this week's Parsha, the Shira, right? Because that's how Vayelech ends off. That he says, listen, the key, right? If you read the last few psukim last week, Ki adati achrei moti ki ashchet ashchedum v'sartem min ader, right? He says to them, I know you are going to be, actually, I'll go back one pasuk, right? Maftir of last week is Hakilu Eli. It calls the Knesset Techem Mishra Techem Adabrava as Nehemet Devarim Oile, Va'id Abamen Ashamayim Ve'aret. Gather everyone together so I can speak in their ears, and I will make the heavens and earth come to testify against them. Ki Yadati Achrei Moti Ki Ashchet Ashchetum V'sartem Min Adech Asher Tziviti Etchem V'Karat Etchem Hara'a Ba'Acharet Hayamim. Because I know that you will be corrupted and stray from the path that I commanded you, so I call upon you now, right? And sorry, and it'll happen to you, these bad things, and this is what will happen when you go against God and make him angry. And then he told him this song, right? This is like his final message. Like, I know you're going to sin, so here is either my attempt to prevent it, or at least to prevent it from getting worse than it has to be, or put perspective on it, whatever. That is Ha'azinu. Now, what is the organizing principle of Ha'azinu? So there's a lot. I want to focus on just one. And this is from, I think a very short, but very obviously true point by Rav Avnon Bazak. And he says, if you want to understand the theme of the Shira, then you have to look at how, A, what we call in formal academic term based on the German, a Leitwort, or in Hebrew, Mila Mancha, or in English, a guide word, meaning a word that comes up over and over. And in this case, that word happens to also be the way God is introduced in the song, which further emphasizes the fact that this is the theme, or at least one of the central themes. So how is God introduced? So after Moshe says, and he says, let heaven and earth listen, let you listen, let my words fall on you like rain, etc. Right, this introduction, he finally starts, and what's the first word? How does he describe God, Josh? Actually, Kobe, how is God described when Moshe finally starts the Shira of Ha'azinu? Tzur. Right? Hatzur, Tamim Ba'alon, Kichol D'Rachav Mishpat. He is the rock. Right? He is the rock. Now, if you did not realize from the fact that it opens up the song with God is our rock, if you didn't yet realize that that is the theme, so if you continue through it and you're Kobe and you know the parsha by heart, right? So you'll see that in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says Yarkiveyu Abba Matei Aretz V'Yochal Tunavot Zadai V'Nekin Dvash Mitzel V'Shemen Mechal Mishtur. It talks about God feeding us from, right, all the wealth, and the description is that we will get oil from Mechal Mishtur, right, from the rock. Two psukim later, when Moshe predicts that the Jews will sin due to wealth, which is a principle that comes up over and over throughout Devarim, that being too wealthy always runs the risk of people rebelling against God. So it says, Vayishman Yishrun Vayivat, the Jews got fat, and they kicked against God. Shamanta, you got fat. Avita, Kasita. Vayitosh Eloa Asahu, and you abandoned God who made you. Vayinabel Tzur Yeshuato. Right? And the problem is there's this degeneration against God of your salvation. Again in Pasuk Yudchet. Tzur Yilad Chateshi. You forget the rock of your childhood, which is again God. And then in Pasuk Lamed, when he predicts that the Jews will be punished and people will reflect on the punishment of the Jews, they'll say, people will reflect, how could it be that 1,000 people were chased by a single person and 2 people could chase 10,000? Meaning, how is it that the punishment of the Jews is so unnatural, right? It's so effective. And what does the Pasuk say? Im lo kitzuram mecharam, if their rock hadn't sold them out. Vashem iskiram. And then he says, ki lo kitzureinu tzuram. Right? And then if it weren't clear to you that this idea of rock is central, it says, because our rock is not like their rock, meaning our God is not like their God. Vayveinu plilim. And then it comes up again in Lamed Zayin, where you say, Amar Elohim, people are going to ask, where is your God? Sur Chasayubo, the God, the rock that protected you. So what then is the theme of rock, right? Why?
Because for our God, for Shem, God is a metaphor, but for their God, it's literally a rock.
Good. So that's actually very nice, right? That at some level, yes, I assume that is part of that thing, is that our rock is not like their rock. Our rock is a metaphorical rock, and their rock is a rock, right? A rock, a piece of stone, right? I like that. And at some level, what is the theme of it throughout? So it seems to be, and this might connect exactly to your point, is that Sur means, right? What is the image of a Sur? Why would we use the metaphor of God as a rock? Because a rock is, I mean, think about how it's used in general. It's unchanging, right? It's unchanging. It's unmovable, right? And the theme here seems to be that despite the fact that you're going to sin, and despite the fact that you're going to be punished, and you're going to go into galut, and there's going to be ups and downs, what is the redeeming factor that throughout it all, throughout the sin and the galut and the pain and the return, God is still your God, right? God hasn't changed, right? That's the point. You're about to sing a song about how things are going to be bad and turbulent. So you need comfort, right? You need to say that God is still going to be your foundation. There's still that relationship that can't change. You add to this certain links literarily, that there are other words that aren't actually tsur, but indicate this, the importance of this simply by hinting at it with alliteration. So the enemy, right? How do you say enemy? Right, is tsar, right? Or here tsaremo, right? That we're worried that what the tsaremo will say. And in Mem Gimel, at the end of it, Kidam Avadav Yikom Vinakam Yashiv Litzarav, that God promises at the end he will take vengeance against our enemies, against the Tzarim. Right, V'dochaz Mishpat Yadi Yashiv Nakam Litzarai, and God says even against my enemies, I will take revenge. Right, and this is part of it also, right? The fact that God, in the end of the day, promises that he will punish our enemies, the fact that we link that literally to Tzur is exactly the point, right? Is that despite the fact that you're sinning, and I'm letting them punish you, in the end of the day, I may be hidden, but at some point, I will never let your enemies get the best of you, right? Because they're a Tzar, but I'm your Tzur. Right, that's how the alliteration works. Right, they're your enemies, but your tsur will never let your tsar fully get the upper hand. Right, and the literary allusions there are critical. And again, the key pasuk seems to be kilo kitzureinu tsuram. Right, that our rock is not like their rock. That's the whole point. Is that even though they have their rocks, which maybe as you say is they have their physical rocks, we have the rock, right? And therefore, they may for temporarily get the upper hand because God allows them to. It won't be permanent, right? Because our God is the true God. Mm-hmm. And again, the end of the song is that v'nakem yashiv l'tzavich yiperad ma'avdo amo, that he'll punish our enemies and then atone, right, on the land, on our nation, right? And that seems to be the central theme, right? That God, despite all the changes, is there for us, right? And will always be for us. And no matter how turbulent it gets, at the end of the day, right, he will, and even though we deserve the punishment, at the end of the day, he will punish our enemies and still be there by the end, right? And therefore, both using the word sur and also associating with the contrast through alliteration of tsar, right, God emphasizes that theological point, which again, even if it doesn't mean that the song is going to prevent the Jews from sinning, it prevents them from thinking that since they sinned and went into Galut, God is not there for them and there's no hope. Right? It gives them hope that as bad as they've been and as much as they've been punished, in the end of the day, their relationship with God is constant and therefore can be repaired, right? And therefore God will overpower their enemies. So again, that theme of Tzur, as the opposite of Tsar, or Tsurenu, as opposed to Tsuram, seems to be the critical point that we're supposed to feel and understand about the nature of our relationship with God.